Molly had to look after herself on the weekends. Her mum and dad were always out working or sleeping, Dad especially, which meant she only ever saw him wearing a dressing gown and slippers, and his hair was never tidy. Molly didn't mind. They said all the work was to pay for a holiday in the summer, and she'd always wanted to go to Lanzarote, though she had no idea why. So, there she was, on a weekend, alone.
The campus cat had many names. Some called him Claw, some called him Mangeball, some called him Pest. There were some students on campus who called him Aslan and Bagpuss, Beelzebub or Brillo, Tinkerbell, Garfield, Pussy, Pusscat, Bosscat, Jazzycat, Kissycat, Squishycat, Mangycat, Smellycat, Kittycat, Whiskers, Gus.
It was on one such big, empty Saturday that Molly started talking to herself. Talking to yourself is a common problem for those like Molly who don't have televisions or computers. Just look at old people. They can't even work a DVD player and they talk to themselves all the time. But Molly wasn't really talking to herself. She was talking to the house.
Let's be honest, when it came to the campus cat, some students came out with a lot of shit. Did the campus cat care? No, these were just sounds to him. Noises the big things shouted or purred at him. He didn't need a name because he was a cat. No, he was the cat, the daddy cat. He was the fastest, strongest, leanest, meanest bird-catching cat around. But then again, he was the only cat around.